From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle and great. Knows what a day.
What's this country coming to anyhow?
What is it, Archie? Bad news?
What else?
We get out of Vietnam or something?
Don't be a wise guy, huh? There's them tamale eaters out there in Los Angeles. They're rioting, fighting with them poor cops again. What do them people want, anyhow?
Well, for one thing, they don't want to be called tamale eaters.
Just look at that picture there. Look at them. Throwing bricks and bottles. It's like a regular insurrection.
They like to be called Chicanos, all right?
Oh, who cares? What's in the name, anyhow, huh? In my day, nobody went around calling themselves Chicanos, Mexican-Americans, Afro-Americans. We was all Americans. After that, if a guy was a jig or a spick, it was his own business.
What do you mean it was his own business?
Certainly it was his own business. You want to hang out with his own crowd all the time, which most of them did. That's how you got your Chinatowns, your Harlem, your Little Italy, all them other grettos.
So it's their fault that you call them those names?
It ain't my fault, meathead.
What's on the idiot box?
It's only an idiot box if an idiot is watching. So don't peek.
Boy needs your friendship.
Yeah, what do you got circled here?
Call your local big...
Pat O'Brien and a Newt Rockne story. Again?
Here we are.
Ah, what time you's come waltzing in? Where the hell you's been, anyhow?
Oh, we got back in time. He's still in one of his good moods.
No, I ain't. I wake up here on a Saturday morning, I'm all alone. There's no note, there's no nut, there's nobody here.
Mike was home.
Like I said, there was nobody here. Top of that, there ain't a scrap of food to eat in the house.
Oh, I made you a liverwurst and cheese with some potato salad. It was right in the icebox.
Oh. Is that for Archie?
You know something, Gloria? This husband of yours, he eats like a government mule.
All right, Archie, I'll fix you something to eat. But first, Gloria has some wonderful news.
Yeah, we went to the picture just started, huh?
That one you've seen 100 times. That's the one about the football coach, Newt Acme.
It's Rockne. And I ain't seen it 100 times. I've seen it maybe 4 times, so leave me alone, huh?
Yeah, but Archie, Gloria has something to tell you. Oh.
Mother?
Yeah?
Mom and I went to the doctor this morning.
A horror for you.
For me. Would you please close that? I want to talk to you.
You know I can't walk by a refrigerator without getting something.
Yeah, I don't want you to get something right now.
Hey, give me that celery. What are you doing? All right, what is it? You went to the doctor, and it was for you, it wasn't for your mother, and you got a big surprise.
The biggest? Michael, I'm going to have...
Wait. I think I know what the big surprise is. Do you think you could hold off telling me for just a second?
But why?
I'm trying to think if it could be anything else.
Like what?
Like you found the purse in the doctor's office with $300,000 in it. And you gave the money back to the lady. She was so happy she gave you half. Is that it? It's not it?
No.
Is it close? Please tell me it's close. Oh, gee, Gloria. Oh, what a thing. Oh. What am I going to do? I can't take care of you. I can't take care of a kid. I don't have a job. I'm in college. I don't even have an apartment.
Well, Mike...
I know you don't have an apartment either.
Why did things get turned around like this. Oh. I come home to tell you I'm having a baby, and suddenly it's become a whole other event.
No, Gloria, it's not another event. It's the same event. It's the same event. It's a blessed event. Here, sit down. I'm supposed to tell you to sit down. I saw that in the movies 100 times. They always tell a person. Oh, what am I doing? I'm making it worse. I'm sorry, Gloria. I made you miserable.
Oh, Michael, don't worry about it. I know we can make it. Lots of other young couples have babies while they're going to school. There'll be plenty of time to support us later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
don't mind me. You two just go right ahead with what you were doing. Well, I think of it, I want to move some things here.
What are you doing, Mom?
Well, some of these cleaning fluids are poison. You got to keep them out of a child's reach.
All right, what are you doing in there?
Curiosity.
You got something to tell me? Come on, huh? I got a station break, a public service announcement, a commercial coming up, so let's go, go, go.
Archie's ready. We got 60 seconds.
I can hardly wait to see his face.
I can.
Oh, my God, she's going to be as excited about it as you are.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Come on, come on, come on. What's the news?
Well, what do you think, Daddy?
What do I think? When I see you smiling that way with all them nice, straight, white teeth, I think $316 would cost me for braces. When I see Edith smiling the same way, well, I figure it's got to be gas. As for this guy here, I think his underwear's too tight.
You're all through, Daddy. We want to tell you the surprise now. Something I heard you talk about 100 times.
You and the meathead got yourselves your own apartment.
Oh, Daddy, no. Mom and I went to the doctor.
Archie, what if I was to tell you that I think you're going to have the little boy you always wanted?
Holy cow, Edith, can't you do nothing right?
Thanks, Daddy. It's not Mother who's expecting, it's me.
Yeah, Gloria's gonna have a baby. You're gonna be a grandpa.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, Gloria. Oh, my little girl. Oh, Gloria, it's going to be wonderful and so convenient. Why, we can take care of the 2 a.m. feeding with your room right next to ours. Why, we'll be sure to hear the baby cry. And if you're too tired, why, I can get up, huh? You can just knock on the wall.
Oh, you're so thoughtful, Mom.
And babysitters. Oh, you got built-in babysitters practically 7 nights a week. Archie never takes me anywhere anyway, so it'll give us something to do.
Oh, we might need another refrigerator for all the extra baby things.
Oh, no. We'll have plenty of room. We'll just take the beer out of there. Come on. I'll show you. Oh, it's a miracle, ain't it, Archie?
A miracle? You give my daughter a baby and you can't even support a goldfish.
Archie, my reaction was the same as yours.
It was, huh? Well, when are you going to help me choke you?
I'm telling you, Archie, I'm just as worried about this thing as you are.
That ain't good enough. You got to be worried more. When I married Edith, when we had Gloria, I not only had an apartment and a job, but $925 in the bank.
I know. But what do you want? It just happened. It's just one of those things.
Oh, it's just one of those things. I might have known it was going to happen the way you carry on around here.
All right,
you're
Archie.
Always pinching and touching each other like you was picking fruit.
All
Your whole generation does nothing but think with its glands.
That's it. That's it. When I first found out about it, I was feeling guilty. But after listening to you, I'm starting to feel damn proud.
Proud?
Yeah.
Can you put proud in the bank? How are you going to support that baby?
I can do it. I'm just not set up to because I'm in school. That's all. I could be working, you know.
Working you?
Yeah.
I'll believe that when a 59th Street bridge grows leaves.
I'm believing it right now, pal, because that's it. I'm quitting school.
Quitting school?
No. I'm quitting school, Gloria. I'm getting a job and I'm taking care of you myself. As a matter of fact, I think I know where I can get an apartment.
But, Michael, you can't quit school. You've got to get your degree. It's important to future.
Archie, you got to put a stop to that right now.
Edith, I've heard this song and dance before. Now, if they want to go, let them go.
But they can't leave. The doctor says she ain't going to have an easy time.
The doctor should have told that to him.
Archie, we got to stick by him at least until Mike graduates. A boy today needs a degree if he's going to get anywhere.
I never had no degree, and I always held up my end.
Well, it might have been higher with a degree.
What?
Your end.
Stop torturing me, Edith.
Oh, I thought I knew you, Archie Bunker, but I never thought you'd act this way about your own grandchild.
Come on, Edith, now don't make me out no monster, huh? I'm just trying to think of the way they're hurting themselves. I'm trying to think of the financials of this thing.
Oh, you know what I think? I think you don't want a baby around the house. You don't like babies.
That's a lie. When Gloria was a baby and crying in the middle of the night, who was the one that got up?
I did.
I mean after that, when she was crying 4 or 5 times during the night, huh?
I did.
Well, who said, Edith, Edith, the baby's crying?
That was you.
All right, that's what I'm saying to you. I was up as rotten as you.
He did it. He did it. Michael got us an apartment. A friend of his got transferred to Detroit, and we get the first 2 months rent free. And he's going to get a job, and he's going to night school. And I hope I have triplets.
She means it. Aren't you going to do nothing? You can't let him leave here.
I ain't going to worry about it, Edith. Because I don't believe they're going nowheres.
Oh, come in, Lionel.
Morning, Mrs. Bunker.
Want some coffee?
Oh, fine, thanks.
What brings you here so early?
Oh, I just brought something by for Gloria.
Oh, how nice.
When Mom heard Gloria was having a hard time, she figured this would be just the thing. So I thought I'd bring it by on my way to school.
Smells like chicken soup.
It is. Mom's a great believer in chicken soup. Didn't it strike you funny?
No, why?
She ain't Jewish.
Well, I ain't Jewish, and I'm a great believer in chicken soup. You know, I wonder how chicken soup came to be theirs.
Beats me. You know, my dad often wonders how pork chops got to be ours.
I'm dying for coffee, Edith, so get with it. Huh? Hiya, Lionel.
How you doing?
What are you doing over here so early?
Lionel's mother heard that Gloria wasn't feeling too good, so she sent over some food. A nice pot
of... Don't tell me. Let me guess. Pork chops.
That's right. We was gonna bring watermelon too, but they's out of season.
Sit down.
Hey, Lionel.
How you doing?
Hey, Archie. You switched from a brush to a spray can shaving cream?
I did. What's it to you?
Oh, nothing, except the spray can you bought looked a lot like my deodorant.
Oh, now don't tell me that you...
Last week, I reached for the liquid hair net, and I sprayed my head with room deodorizer. All day long, I reminded myself of the great outdoors.
I told you before, Edith, you gotta do something about all them different spray cans in that bathroom.
I know.
Wow, this sounds just like my house.
Oh, yeah? How do you people handle a problem like that, Lionel, with spray cans, you know? I mean, with 8 people using an apartment, the families, and 20 people sharing a bathroom there?
Well, first, it's only 4 families to an apartment, and only 16 people sharing a bathroom. And anyway, what we do is we take all our spray cans and shove them into special shelves. So what you could do is shove yours.
You know, a guy could take that 2 ways.
Yeah, but knowing Lionel, I think he only meant it 1 way.
Oh, yeah, he's a good kid.
Archie, when are you going to talk to Mike about staying?
I don't know, Edith. Maybe today.
Oh, now, you've been saying that all week, and 3 days from now, they're moving out of here.
Edith, I'll talk to him when I talk to him.
When? Right?
Before.
Before what?
Before they leave.
But I don't want him to leave.
Will you stifle that? Now, leave me alone. Talking about that. Get your mind over here. What kind of sausage are you making anyhow?
The kind you like. Link sausage.
With pancakes, I like patty.
I was sure it was Link.
No, Edith. Patty.
Oh, in coffee shops. Maybe 1,000 times. I've heard you order Link.
No, Edith. Always patty.
And I was so sure it was Link.
Edith, I'm going to say patty just 1 more time and that's it. Patty. Now, don't say Link no more. Don't even think Link, huh?
Hey, Gloria, didn't the doctor say you should spend at least half a day in bed?
Oh, not today, Michael. I feel super.
Hey. I think I felt a kick.
Oh, no, Michael. It's only been 6 weeks. Oh.
Some father. I can't tell a hiccup from a baby kick.
Mona!
Hi!
How are you? I went to see Dr. Otto yesterday for my weekly. He told me the news. That's fantastic.
I know.
That's just great. How come you're keeping it such a secret?
Breakfast is ready. Oh, hello, Mona. I didn't know you were here.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Bunker.
Will you have some cupcakes?
Oh, no. I had a huge breakfast this morning, and then I stopped for a sandwich and a malt on the way over. But I'll sit with you.
Good.
Morning, Mr. Bunker.
Hiya, Mona. I see you're still walking around, huh?
Oh, you're so cute, Mr. Bunker, but then you always were.
You like pancakes, huh, Moan?
Oh, I've been so hungry lately, I just don't know what's gotten into me.
Well, we can all see what's going into you, Moan.
Archie, this would be a good time to talk to Mike.
Not now.
Link sausage, I love it. Thank you.
Oh, Daddy loves it, too. Have some Link sausage, Daddy.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, have some Link sausage. It's always been your favorite.
You put her up to that.
No, I didn't.
About the sausage.
No, I never said that word. I didn't even think Link.
Yes, you said it. You said it right now. All right, that's it. I'm getting out of here.
Archie, you forgot something.
I didn't forget nothing. I'm going to get my breakfast down the diner.
Oh, you just don't want to talk to me.